Precious Jesus, Lord, we worship you. Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, we worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are wonderful. We praise you, Lord. Glory to your name, Jesus. Wonderful Savior, Lord Jesus. Glory to your name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus, Jesus. Lord, we love you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of our Lord. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. I will praise him, I will praise him, praise the Lamb for sinners slain. Give him glory, all ye people, for his blood has washed away.
Exhortations out of Hebrews that is encouraging us as Christians to press on, not to drift. Don't let your hearts be hardened and hold fast. And tonight we'll be talking a little bit about the work that Jesus is doing in holding us, an anchor for the soul. And so we want to consider that tonight as we come even in our worship and song. Let's consider the faithfulness of our Savior Jesus Christ, who holds us steadfast and gives us assurance and hope. And so let's sing hymn number 316, red hymnal 316.
Something real quick about this morning's message that we heard around the table. This is about that koinonia, the fellowship that we saw. I think it was Mark chapter 3. I may be wrong. And it was funny just because I was able to see that shortly after I was taking out the cottagers for a boat ride. And some of the men were with me, Pastor John, Noah, Brother Chris. And so we were out there, and I had a couple cottagers, and one of the youngest cottagers, she said, "Ooh, I really want to suck my thumb right now." I was just kind of like that idea of like the milk and meat that we heard the other night, but that's exactly what I thought of. She's like, "Oh, I really want to suck my thumb," and then her cousin sitting next to her was like, "No, don't do it, don't do it." And then she's like, "I know I shouldn't do it." She's like, "I just want to, blah, blah, blah." And then a couple minutes later, she ended up doing it anyways. I was just like, okay, I'll keep going. It was just interesting to me because that fellowship was, in a way, just shown right there. That's how we have brothers and sisters, and I'm so thankful for that. That'll be next to you. I can hold you accountable, and in those moments of temptation, can just be like, this isn't, I know, it's kind of a weird analogy. It's just like, don't do it, you know. I know you want to, but this isn't smart. And so all that to say, I'm just thankful for brothers and sisters in Christ who can just hold each other up. So.
One of the themes that Brother John mentioned was in Hebrew was the word better, that it's a better high priest and everything is better. And I had to think of the kids in school. I taught in the Bronx for 30 years, and one of the things that they're trying to do now is to get uniforms for the kids, because everyone is trying to outdo the other kid. They all want the Gucci this and the Gucci that, and they want to appear better than their friends in their clothes. Now, in my days, we didn't parade around with designer names on our T-shirts, or now that's the thing. I remember one kid had over 100 pairs of sneakers. He matched, every day he matched. And I asked him, I said, "Wow," I said, "he must have a lot of sneakers." He had over 100 pairs. And some of them sparkled and, you know, lit up when he walked, and they're all colors. But I'm thankful that we have a better way. Sometimes we, as people, want to do things our way. We always think we have a better way. But oh, I'm so thankful that the right way, the only way, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." How that verse became very real to me a while back. I am the way, truth, and the life. Now, I had searched for the way, and I knew it, but I strayed far from it. And that verse became very real to me. Jesus is the way, and I'm so thankful. He's the best way.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That you ever find.
Hymn number 294. We'll stand as we sing. 294.
Strong ties lift and the cable.
questions?